Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, of course, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the ninth day of September, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It's currently 52 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and I can feel fall in the air. I love the fall, but I hate what follows. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here first. Trump gave, cops, we're going to do our hero section. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, we're starting off, of course, with our hero section. Trump gave medals of valor to Dayton cops today. Public Safety Officers Awards. Is that a sheriff or a constable? No, that's a private fucking goddamn corporation. And the head guy was wearing sergeant stripes, so that makes it a fucking police state. A corporate police state is what it... this is part of the propaganda program, because everybody's realized they're under a corporate fucking police state. And they're turning on the fucking corporate fucking police state. So they had a big ceremony. All these wonderful heroes. Well, we're going to have our hero every day. And here's the hero for today. Cop cracks special needs man's head open with a taser, not charged. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Rather than face a firing squad, presumably, Glendale Police Department police officer Joshua Carroll abruptly resigned. His resignation followed an internal affairs investigation that recommended Carroll be fired for the June 13th beating of a citizen with special needs whose only crime was having fallen asleep in his car. Carroll approached the car and David Delaney after someone reported a suspicious man. What's suspicious about sleeping in a fucking car? A suspicious man. Man sleeping in his car vehicle. Phoenix summers are brutal with respect to heat waves, and sleeping in one's car is likely a death wish. But Officer Carroll was not there to help the man get out of the car and find shelter from the deadly heat. He was just following protocol. That is procedure. That is their policy. The policy of his union, his corporate fucking union. identified the suspect, run his name through the database for warrants, and then either arrest the suspect or let him go. That's what Carroll attempted to do, but Delaney was not immediately submissive and complained He wasn't compliant due to his mental condition. Anytime a citizen chooses to flex their constitutional rights and civil liberties, and the civil liberties can go get fucked just like the Constitution can, with officers, they run the risk of angering police to the point of escalation of force if it is justified. An escalation of force is justified. Such escalation of force are not necessary, but are permitted under federal use for force guidelines. After Delaney would not give his name and identification to Carroll, who had no fucking right to be there, this union fucking enforcer, this corporate fucking enforcer with zero jurisdiction over this fucking American national, man, he wouldn't identify him, so he wouldn't give his bits of papers. The Glendale police officer then pulled the man with special needs out of the car, tased him, and then hit him several times on the head with his taser, a blunt object, while the man was face down on the hot pavement. All the while, Delaney can be heard asking Carroll to stop and questioning why the officer was hitting him. It seems clear from the footage, Carroll likely knew Delaney was someone who deserved to have been treated differently. Instead, Carroll struck Delaney so hard with his taser, his scalp had to be stapled back together. Carroll reportedly bragged to his superiors about, quote, the pain compliance. See, that's what your public servants, well, they ain't public servants, are they? They're the jackbooted fucking standing army that's here to fucking for the United States Corporation to force compliance and subjugation to that fucking unlawful entity known as the United States Corporation. He was happy to use against Delaney. Delaney screamed, "You're hurting me," Carroll told his sergeant. "No offense, but that was exactly what I was trying to do, was to get that pain compliance." This is what you get from your, what's supposed to be your servants. Pain compliance, people. This is one of them heroes. See, there's just a few bad apples in the barrel. Bullshit. Every one of them cops that went up there and got their medal of fucking valor, I guarantee you had beaten someone. I guarantee you they had fucking shit all over the fucking Bill of Rights 100 times over. But hey, man, you gotta love that goddamn, that's what Trump, we told you during the election, that was one of his fucking, part of his agenda was to, you know, bring in a fucking full hardcore fucking police state, and he's doing it. Delaney was no saint either. Following the violent arrest, it was learned that the car in which he was sleeping had been reported stolen. Whether or not Delaney was the thief is unclear, as yet he's yet to be charged with the crime. So probably just some homeless person walking the thing, saw a car, got it, laid down, and got the hell beat out of him for trying to go to sleep. But worse than Delaney's alleged situation is Carroll's own troubled history. The officer had previously been reprimanded for blowing through stoplights on high-speed chase, breaking police department policy. See, police department policy, which has nothing to do with the fucking law, people. Nothing to do with law. It's private corporate policy. And according to them, they're working under the Uniform Commercial Code, which does not contain your Bill of Rights. So their department policy says, crack your fucking skull. They can do it with impunity. Policy for Facebook posts and putting members of the public's lives at risk while shooting at a suspect. Delaney has yet to be charged for any crimes resulting from his officer-involved beatdown. Carroll, on the other hand, apparently saw the writing on the wall and now has joined the ranks of the bad cops, a.k.a. gypsy cops, they've got terms for this shit now, who resign before they are terminated so they can join another police department and continue their carnage. Cop apologists will likely conclude the department did not stand behind their officer, who clearly had a criminal in his cuffs. and police accountability activists will possibly commend Glendale PD for firing a bad guy. But we at TFTP would like to know why criminal charges were not filed against the officer. If you or I had done what he did, we would have been put away for a long time. So there's some more of that. You know, the all powers delegated to the government are delegated by the people. Yeah, they do things that if we did it, we would be, we'd be locked away. So how could we have delegated such powers to even the original government, which is none of it is. All of this is so hard to talk about. Because this is a fucking corporation. This is corporate policy. We operate under the FCC, and we looked in the FCC book in the federal community. Not the FCC, but the, God damn it. I cannot think. I can bring
UCC.
UCC.
Universal.
Thank you, sir. The Uniform Commercial Code. And in the Uniform Commercial Code, there is no Bill of Rights. Did you know that? It's all contractual. It's all about fuck. It's merchant law. It's admiralty law. And in the admiralty law, there is no Bill of Rights. It's all contracts. But then, go ahead.
If you're a corporation, there is no Bill of Rights.
Well, then there can't be no corporation, because the corporations depend upon the authority of the either the county, the state, or the federal. I mean, it all comes down to the federal constitution is the authority for making contract in this jurisdiction known as the United States of these Americas. And the ninth article says that no power can exist that touches the fucking Bill of Rights. So you can't make a contract that violates the fucking rights or says I don't have any. You can't operate under a system under the Constitution that says that I don't have any rights. The rights are superior. They are the preamble. They are the conditions for you to fucking even have a constitutional government if you had one, which you don't. Because there is no republic. There is just a corporation.
Yeah, if you look at all the murders that these cops commit every year, it'd blow your mind, Henry. I mean, I know you're well aware of that, but, I mean, if you did the actual count of how many murders there are from just the police alone, I mean, it's like wartime numbers, man.
You're exactly right, you know, but it's like this thing they did with Trump with this giving out these medals of valor to these son of a bitches like that. You know, they're not gonna show you the dirty deeds. I mean, we've seen plenty of people shot in the back with their fucking hands up. We've seen Kelly Thomas beaten to death. James Boyd fucking shot in the back with a shotgun. Marion Carey fucking killed in front of her fucking 1-year-old child. I mean, James Garner strangled to death on a sidewalk for selling cigarettes. I mean, you can go on and on. And to see there, go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for you. It's sarcastic, but you tell me this. How come they ain't talking about getting the cops guns? They kill people every single day.
We've mentioned that. You know, you had the progressive communists as opposed to the Fabian socialists. But the progressive communists, you know, they want the cops all shut down, and they want the, you know, they're murderers. They to come right on television. They tell you they murdered, you know, this black person, Black Lives Matter, and the cops are a bunch of murderers. But they're the only ones we want to have guns. That makes a whole lot of fucking sense now, don't it? Now this here next piece, man, we've been talking about the new propagandists. And this piece comes right from them. You will see they're trying, what they're trying to do is feel this country out. Because like I said, they got the reports, the people that had been reporting to them, since probably 1968, you know, it was good old boy here, good old boy there, you know, you get the job because, well, you're a queer and I'm a queer, and when fucking the queers stick together and the queers hire the queers. But, you know, about the Americans that walk around with their pants hanging down, this is going to be an easy takeover. But these new professionals are here, and this is they're feeling it out to see, you know, just where does everybody, you know, what will they do? And that's why they want the total surveillance. That's why the surveillance is so important, because each person's different. And I mean, if they could know the mind of every American national of that 75% that they do not control, then they could run it through an algorithm and see if there is any way possible that they could take the fucking guns, which right now there isn't. If there was, they would have already done it. Take the guns, take the Bill of Rights. I mean, it's right now it's to remove the Bill of Rights. The New World Order, there cannot be a New World Order with the Bill of Rights. It just cannot exist. One has to exist or the other. I mean, the New World Order cannot be in this country. You can have no outside fucking legislation coming in here like Agenda 21. All of this shit is completely fucking unlawful. And we, the people, are the authority in this goddamn country. We're the only ones that have the power of arrest and prosecution. The people we hired were in the fiduciary. That means they were servants to the supreme authority, which was the people. Is the people. This is called On Destroying America. This is from Canada Free Press. It was sent in by Amicus for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. To survive what may be coming, you have to be strong. Well, see, and you watch how they try to, you know, like ease in, like they're easing into it. Like, you know, we kind of agree, you know, some things are bad here. But then you find that they're testing. They go, you know, a little further. What will they accept? Where will they draw? Where will they pull that fucking trigger at? To survive, you have to be strong, well anchored and assured in the midst of craziness and deception everywhere. We are lied to, deceived, and manipulated constantly to believe what isn't so. Any weakness will declare itself quickly. Our country is being dismantled systematically, methodically. It has been going on for a long time, with patience and stealth since at least the 60s. Yeah, that's exactly when they stopped, when you know, for the immigration, where you didn't have to denounce your former fucking citizenship to become an American national. I mean, to become a naturalized American. That's when they stopped. You didn't have to learn the language. That's just when the communists, they put their agents in for real and into the schools and started working them into the positions of power. And it is happening from within. Almost everything the left needs to finish is now in place. The left, see, it's left, right. See, they're going to play that. Are we going to play that game? Are we going to play that left, right, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal fucking bullshit game? All of this, what the answer has to be to these pricks, and you guys, I know you're listening, this is all fucking irrelevant. You are in violation of our law. We are going to enforce our law. That is going to result in your hangings and your fucking, and if you want to fucking try and make war with us, we will make war with you. And we will fucking destroy your asses. You are not going to take our Bill of Rights away from us. Yeah, we will fuck, we've got a fucking hundred, we've got a billion guns. And probably a trillion rounds of ammunition. You want to fucking fight us? This shit right here, right now, this is the filling out. They've had to send new people in here. I'm telling you guys. These are world communists that speak good English. They're the people who send down the agendas, and this, they had such a fuck up here in America that they've got the head guys here now. And then this is how they're going to play their propaganda game, like when they step into this. Oh, this is one of our guys talking. No, it ain't. And this ain't for the consumption of people like you and me, because we already know what we're going to do. This shit doesn't make one goddamn bit of difference to me whatsoever. You are not going to violate my fucking law. I will fucking enforce it with deadly force. A recent Washington Times op-ed listed a set of conditions that are needed to destroy a nation. Anyone who reads the conditions and compares them with what is now happening and yet disagrees is either not looking or doesn't want to see it. But see, they've already taken a position here. They're against the left. So you're Trump-tards? Is that what it is? This is the Trump side of the international. Trump's an international communist, too. Don't forget that. And we know that, okay? And no matter what you write, you're not gonna undo what's been done. Everybody understands he holds the trademarks. His dynasty, I heard him called the new political dynasty this morning, the Trump dynasty, people. I have added some that I felt were omitted or needed to be included. Some will overlap. The first condition is to destroy the religion that holds the country together. Christianity churches have been decimated by liberal theology, ministers, priests. No, they were done. This was done by the very fucking Christians that you're trying to fucking act like are the victims. Those son of a bitches are the ones that went down and signed the 501c3s and violated the first article of the Bill of Rights by joining church and state. You know, they're talking about, you know, they've got the queers coming in and getting married. Well, why can't a queer come in your church and get married? How is that so? Under the first article, which says, and well, we'll get it out here so we make sure we understand what we're talking about. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means the government, just like the rest of us, the church, with the churches, just like an individual national. That's what the churches were. They couldn't get in your fucking business. They were over there in government land. They were doing some fiduciary work that we could not do as individuals because we were dealing with countries around the world. And with creating a fucking form of commerce with, that is the minted gold and silver that would be our debt free, by the way, that would be our way of exploiting our own resources to our own benefit. Destroy the religion that holds the country together. No, I don't quite fucking think so. I think that the goddamn religion destroyed the fucking religion. I think that those goddamn pissants on the pulpit, they wanted to participate in Congress. What the heck happened here? Let me see this. That just appeared. Better not change nothing. Better be able to do it. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. They went down and got the 501c3s. And just like the churches in old England and in Europe. You know, they built the big golden, they had golden churches, golden fucking this, golden statues of Jesus, and golden this, and all the gold and all this shit in these churches while the people were outside living in fucking squalor and starving to death. That were fucking, you know, they'd work their ass off all year and they'd come take 3/4 of what they made. The king would, because he was their, they were their, his subjects, so their property was his property. So he just took, gave them enough to stay alive so they could do it again next year, and then handed the goddamn wealth over to the church to try to pray his ass out of purgatory quicker. What an insane fucking, this is where they're playing the game with us here. This is your new propagandist. No, it isn't the what do you call them up here? The lefties the left needs, or they said the left. This isn't the left, the right, the upside down, the backwards. This is the lack of fucking law. This is fucking the violation of the law. When those churches violated the first article and became joined with that fucking government, they became a government agent. And see, those faggots, they got as much right to go get a driver's license if they want to, when this corporation shit that should have never fucking occurred in this country. No need for it. We had a plenty and we had our common law to do our business through. But it was the churches that wanted to be rich and then build gold. I mean, you got to know how rich the churches are in this country. The big hunks of money they're getting right now down on the border. The big grants from the Senate. Not from the fucking Congress who's supposed to allocate funds. But from the Senate to aid in the invasion of our country. No, I got no fucking mercy on these son of a bitches. And it wasn't the lefties that did this to them. It was the goddamn corrupt, it was the Masonic dirty church cabal. But the leftists, the communists never made it in here until this was already a fucking fait accompli. Christian churches have been decimated by liberal theology, ministers, priests, and laypersons preaching their own gospel, counting money instead of souls saved. Well, that was the fucking churches that did that. They had done that way before the fucking communists arrived, okay? That was the Masonic dirty church. That was the corporate elite of old. Before they tore the fucking Bill of Rights up to the point that the fucking communists could just move in and there was no one to stop them. Because the common law fucking courts were gone and the final check and balance, the people, well, we were left with the second article and that's how we're going to have to fucking fix this now. The destruction of the nuclear family that produces stable children, wholesale Wholesale abortion avowed. Communist presidential candidates insisting on exporting abortion around the world. Demeaning life, redefining marriage, welfare to a point where the father is no longer needed, with whole generations of broken families dependent on the government. And that comes right back from the fucking churches. Because that's where the morality came from, people. The churches before they went 501c3. See, we had morals and shit. But once you opened it up to 501c3, anybody could have one. And they could teach anything in that church they wanted to. And the bottom line is, even the churches that were before this happened, that the people thought were real holy churches, you know, and they're about God and everything. Well, now we got to preach queerism. We got to preach all this fucking shit that you hate. But it was you guys that did it. You same son of a bitches that are complaining in this article. You, your fucking fathers, your grandfathers fucking did it.
And they get to enjoy their own set of fucking laws, the corporate law, a whole new set of rules and regulations that have nothing whatsoever to do with the Bill of Rights.
None of it has. But see, they want to blame the bill. See, this is their attempt. See, the target is the Bill of Rights. And they're going to act like the way that this come about, that the queers would be getting, you know, forced to make a cake for a queer or fucking marry a queer in your church. It came about because of the left that came in. Well, how in the fuck did the left get in here? Oh, that's right. The Masonic Dirty Church cabal removed the Bill of Rights and the people's fucking authority to keep, to fucking, to our jurisdiction to stop it. And plus, you fucking defiled your own fucking churches. Don't cry to me about it. And don't blame it on the goddamn, what they're trying to blame it on is, oh, they used the Bill of Rights. No, they didn't. They violated the Bill of Rights to fucking achieve this by joining church and state.
Right. They have their own set of laws. You know, they break the law, and they if they're a corporation, they have a whole different fucking ball game. They'll never see a day behind bars. I'll tell you that.
Nah, but they're liable to see some rope. Communist presidential candidates insisting on exporting abortion around the world, demeaning life, redefining marriage, welfare to the point where the father's no longer... Well, that was all done by you motherfuckers. By you. I don't know who wrote the Canada Free Press. That was all done by the Masonic Dirty Church cabal before the communists ever fucking arrived. The only way the communists made it in is because you opened the fucking door by removing the common law and thinking you're going to fucking remove the Bill of Rights, which is ratified fucking law. It's our people's fault for sure for not shooting your fucking asses when you violated our fucking law. But we're going to correct that. Selling manliness as toxic. They are actively feminizing the male population, making us less able to defend ourselves. They turned the finest military in the world into what was labeled a social experiment. But in reality, it was not an experiment at all. It was their way of knowingly destroying it. You can say, yeah, the communists did it. You goddamn right they did. Don't you dare try to act like that Bill of Rights let them in. You're the dirty son of a bitches that started that 501c3 thing, that joined the church and the state. Then they started preaching this fucking fagism and all this fucking shit. And then it leaked right on up the fucking channels in the corporation that we no longer could control because our Bill of Rights was fucking made moot because we could not exercise those rights within the common law, with our common law jurisdiction to make our will the law of this fucking land. Don't you dare blame it on this. See, that's the whole deal here. That's what these new propaganda, or that Bill of Rights, that's how they did. That's how they got us, guys. Damn it, did you use that Bill of Rights? No, they didn't. They only use it to the extent of violating the first article. Once they joined church and state, by God, you could teach fagism in a church. Church wasn't a fucking, it wasn't like an individual free sovereign. Difference between an individual free sovereign and a citizen. They were citizen subjects, and they were in bed with the fucking government, contracted with the government. The government says you're going to accept queers, or you don't get your fucking grants. You don't get your money. You don't get your mammon. So don't you, but see, this is the whole angle they're working here. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. Edge? Fuck, I think we went over the edge a long time ago, people. We're talking about this new propaganda, this new way of think they're going to sleaze around the corner and try to blame all of this fucking destruction on our bill. We got that Bill of Rights. That's got to go. Where were we at here? Let's see.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Henry. I just hear talking about all with this, and I'm on the beginning of the fourth episode of The Family.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering what your take is, or now I'm sure you're done with it. What is your take? Because just I'm on just starting the fourth, and they're talking about how the Christianity, you know, and rule of government, which I was kind of thinking the opposite. Well, what is your take? Is it Judeo-Christians that are running the show and the world and everything else, or is it Zionism? Because I'm kind of a little bit confused at this stage.
It's the Illuminati. When you see these evangelists like, what the hell is their name? I mean, trying to remember all their names. Jerry Fodwell, all of these these top evangelical preachers that... like the ones, have you seen where they're standing all around Trump with their hands on him? Have you seen that piece? Okay, that's not Christians. that there is the Illuminati. That's the high ups in the Illuminati, above the 33rd degree Masons. These are the big boys. They're the same ones that, you know, kept the kings in power in old Europe. They're the progeny of those people. And the thing is, it's not Christianity. They're not Christian at all. But they've been told, I mean, like I said, Aleister Crowley came here during World War II. This is where he spent World War II. He was the master mason for the United States of America. He wrote all of their ceremonies. And they're all fucking, what the hell would you call it? occult. It's all, evil occult. You're talking about
right.
The devil worshipers. And so these are the people when they're standing.
As far as it's going as of right now, I'm on the episode, like I say, starting episode four. Uh-huh. But it's showing that, you know, these are just these people, these high up men, I get you, that believe in Jesus.
No, they
don't.
You know,
and... And I understand what you're saying. Your take is, or it's the Illuminati, but the Illuminati don't believe in Jesus.
That's exactly right. But Crowley is in his book, which I don't have anymore, because I lent it to somebody who'll never give it back. But he told in that book. This is the guy who was the Grand Mason for the United States, and wrote that it is the modern fucking Masonic lodge in this country and around the world, okay? And he wrote in there that Christianity is a slave religion. This is how that's how they use Christianity to enslave you. It's like all of those evangelicals standing around Trump right there. See, now Trump, fine, he got took back and he got told the ultimate secrets, okay? The ones that even the highest Masons don't know, the very top people, and they are the evangelicals. I mean, look at the money they got. They fly around in planes and stuff. These are not your church down the street helping poor people. These guys are freaking, if there's such a thing as demons, they're fucking demons. And they want nothing but power, just like I was talking about. In old Europe, where, you know, you had the gold, everything was gold inside the churches while the people were going hungry. They are the Illuminati. That's exactly what they are. But they use the Christianity at the lower levels. I've talked about this before.
As a tool.
It's like when Trump, when he went, he was reborn Christian, wasn't he? A reborn Christian, and, you know, they got pictures of him with Epstein. You know, you just gotta imagine the shit that man has done. But once they reach the top, then they go into the main fucking, and I guarantee you, he's a Mason. He's been a Mason all of his fucking life. And he was a 33rd degree Mason. And everybody thinks 33 degrees is the highest it goes. Well, no, they ain't close. And then he was taken in there by them people that had their hands on him, ordaining him like a king. That's how they did the kings in the old days. The clergy came in and they put their hands on him and they ordained him king. And then
he's a president. How can he get any higher than that?
He's even from Scotland.
Exactly. He gets higher than that, being president is not the highest. He's just a puppet. Jared Kushner's running this goddamn country, mm-hmm. and he's high up Illuminati.
Okay, Henry. So I guess I'm saying, what was your final take on this documentary? It almost seems like, once again, like you always state, the great revealing.
Yep.
Because they are,
yep.
if you luckily I borrowed my daughter-in-law's Roku because my TV's out. I'm have to get a new roof. I'm going through construction. But anyway, so luckily I was able to borrow that, and I just started watching it. But so what was your final take on it? In fact, this is true. They are running the world, basically.
Yes, they are. They are running the world, and like I said, that's the connection. That right there where you see all them evangelicals with their hands on there ordaining that king, what's going to be the puppet king. But even the kings of old, they knew it. God, they really didn't like the clergy because they had to go out. They had to start wars and conquer new lands because the clergy, every time they do something evil, the clergy told them that, you're going to spend time in purgatory. You're not going to hell. You're a king. You were ordained by God. You're not going to hell, but you're going to spend time in purgatory for, the people that you impaled, the people that you tortured, the people that you starved to death. And so he'd have to go out and get more gold, which meant that he had to take more from the people. The poor people got less and more of them went hungry and his deeds became worse. And his time in purgatory, and they actually had priests that prayed 24/7 to keep his soul as short a time in purgatory as possible. And these are the same, progeny of those people. It still is the Illuminati at the top. When you see those evangelicals standing over that man with their hands on him, that is the fucking Illuminati that are ordaining him. And just like Hillary Clinton can't be prosecuted, just like James Comey can't be prosecuted, none of them can ever be touched because they're running the world, plain and simple.
And I guess my question is, how the hell do the people defeat something this huge?
Because it's not that huge. We outnumber, on a world basis, you think about it, there's 7 billion people on this planet. And you might have two or three.
One bullet.
That's one bullet. There you go. There are 7 billion people on this planet being oppressed by probably a couple million. And at the top, it comes right down to when you see the top of it, it's like when you were looking at that picture of Donald Trump with all those evangelical hands on him. I mean, that he's doing the bidding, they do it through the Zionism because it's to be a Zionist empire. I mean, that's what the Illuminati is. They're the ones that, they created communism. They could create ways to control the fucking people and the wealth. They want to be gods on this earth. And they worship, they call it the devil the dog star? Sirius? See, that's their god. And there are so many correlations in the writings of Crowley that, the plagues of Egypt, they go along with the degrees in masonry. And, the last one was, the death of the oldest son. And that's how Crowley lost his son in the ceremony called the immortal egg. That's where you transform into one of these, whatever in the hell they are that these evangelicals are that run the goddamn world. But at the lower levels, these people entering the masonry, you want to join the Masons? They're a real good thing. I had one person come to me, a young person, and they said, they said that they'd been offered to go into to be a Mason. And I said, do what thou will. That is the law. And he goes, how'd you know that? I said, because I've read it all. I've read the whole works of it all. And see, these people in the lower levels are called worshipful masters. And they really believe they are Christians. And they do pray, and you know, they pray in front of these people who have this international power. And somehow their prayers just come true. They become senators and they become congressmen and they go up to the highest levels. But once you reach the level of like what Trump pulled off, I guarantee he was a Mason higher than 33rd degree. But once he pulled off what he pulled off, that's why you see them there ordaining him. That they were ordaining a king, because this is a corporate aristocracy. It's everything we've told you it is, and it is worldwide. Every fucking nation they've done it through what they call corporatism. It's like they talk about capitalism and communism. Well, that's your choice, guys, here in America. Capitalism. You gotta love capitalism. It's making money and making money and stuff. No, capitalism is usury. What we were supposed to have was a free enterprise system where we had a, debt-free currency so that we could exploit our own resources and all of us become happy and live just, not goddamn kings or anything. We were all kings by right, by the Bill of Rights. We're all kings and queens because we are the sovereigns of this country. And we were to have a plenty. And if we had just been for us and our progeny, if we wanted to, we could live like Saudi kings. I don't want to. I just wanted to live, if people could live a comfortable life where their gut wasn't twisted in a fucking knot wondering how they're going to pay the next goddamn bill, or else they're watching their children go hungry. You know, it would be a pretty nice place to live, this United States, under that Bill of Rights. But the Bill of Rights, they did not fucking want it. But the only reason they gave it up is because if they did not go through with their agreement, the southern states that refused to ratify the Constitution unless it was in writing, guaranteed the Bill of Rights would be there, the Civil War would have happened in about 1790. And you know what I mean? Instead of 1862 or whenever it started off, it would have happened right then, because the people were going to be free. The people fought for their freedom, and they knew that. But after the people rose up in the uprising at April 19, 1775, the people rose up for their rights. The people. Keep that in your mind. And then a year later, after they'd been fighting the British for a whole fucking year, then you here come the aristocrats, because they see they can't stop it, but they see an opportunity to rise in fucking in strength and rank. So they step in, and the Declaration of Independence was not for the fucking freedom of the individual. It was to create a new nation.
It was to create billionaires.
It was to create a new nation, which is two different subjects. Individual freedom is what the people rose up for. And Declaration of Independence was written, it was for to create a new nation. And in that new nation, they were going to be the goddamn aristocrats. They had already planned that. Only way they could sell the people into joining this fucking, what was actually a separate war, the revolution, to gain this new nation, was to guarantee those rights that this all started over in Lexington and Concord. And the fact you people been fighting for a goddamn year for it, killing British, before the people who were the king's men in the colonies decided that they were going to build a new nation. Two different subjects. And they built it, and so when it was all over and the sword was surrendered, it wasn't surrendered to the people for their fucking freedoms. It was surrendered to George Washington and his Masonic buddies for a new nation. That's something people don't understand. And they did not want to build. Go ahead.
So, and now watching this and taking from this the show, I mean, do you think they're revealing this now to, what, put fear in the people? Or because they know that the people understand what the hell is going on now?
No, it was always intent.
I mean,
Crowley wrote that.
I guess I'm questioning why they just brought this crap out. you know.
Crowley said that there
family
would,
show.
Crowley said there would be a great revealing. They would reveal it all. And that they, and that they, and then and that's when they would take over the fucking world. Is when they revealed it all. And this is the revealing. They're revealing themselves. They're not trying to hide anything anymore. But when they started the revealing, they did so, you know, they were working with bad information because they had these think tanks in America where they had built their communist organization in this country. And it's just like we watched this thing this morning with Trump putting the medals on these pigs. You know, they when they went to report to the upper echelons of the international communists, they said, hey man, here's what you got. They showed some pictures of people walking around with their pants hanging down and you know, people doing heroin and shit. And this is it. We got these son of a bitches. No problem. Just throw, you know, we move fast now. They were supposed to have this done at the 100-year mark, which was about 4 years ago. But they fucking, the bottom line is they lied. I mean, they're fucking communists, and that was their job, was to fucking, to get the people to the point to where they would accept having their fucking liberties removed from them and becoming an international citizen in the international communists in the fucking international New World Order with the New World Bank, where you are just a goddamn piece of property. But there were too many, what they didn't realize is that they were sending them what they wanted to hear. And they weren't telling them the truth that there was, you know, 75% of the population actually ain't like that. They're armed to the fucking teeth. And they ain't gonna give up their goddamn rights. They're not Australians and they're not fucking Brits. These are fucking Americans. See, that's the glitch they made back in 1775. Now the people in the cities and shit, they were, I mean, you watch, like, even, the other revolution, the one with, what the hell is his name? I can't think of the guy's name. But you watch the revolution with Mel Gibson. You see in the cities, the people were welcoming the British in and all the industry that they were going to make off of putting this rebellion down. I mean, all these dirty bastards who ended up in control were against us. They were against the people that were fighting. But the ones in 1776, who put together the Declaration of Independence for the making of a new nation, they had to have an army. They had to have somebody to do the fighting because they were spineless pieces of fucking shit. They were the king's men. They were the ones that the people rose up against. So they started this liberty, and they wrote this fucking goddamn Declaration of Independence. That wasn't for freedom and liberty, individual freedom and liberty. It was for the making of a new nation. It was for the separation and the creation of a new nation, not for the freedom of the people. But the only way they could get the people to fight the war is that this is a war for, this is going to be a free people in a free world. You're going to have liberty and justice for all and you know, all their bullshit. But if you really read Declaration of Independence, it talks about, you know, all men are created equal at the time that, you know, shit, of all people of all colors. We're being held as slaves by these very same people who wrote this fucking document. There was never no intention for the people to be free. They didn't want it in the beginning in their colonial goddamn, when they all got together for their colonial conventions. We're going to rule over you. And you're going to be the goddamn plebe. And, you know, Mark Carney talks about the Confederation that fought the fucking revolution that was actually a hijacking of the people's uprising. And he talks about, we should have stayed in, you know, the Confederation. You know, in the Confederation, if you didn't own land, you didn't have rights. It was still all about the aristocrats, just like the Magna Carta. And the old, everybody talks about the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta wasn't for the fucking common peasants. It was for the fucking higher ups, the king's men. The king was taken because he had to pay to try to pray his ass out of purgatory. He was taken from them without, you know, they didn't have freeman rights to go to a court to try to hold on to their property. Their property was just being seized. And that's when they all rose up against the king and the Magna Carta was written. But your common fucking man, he was still just a piece of shit. He was a subject. He was property. And that's what they wanted in the colonies. And that's what they wanted in that. And that's what that Confederacy was. The Confederacy still was. But they couldn't get people to fight. There's only one thing that the people would fight for. My goddamn freedom, my goddamn property. I'm owned by nobody. I'm subjugating myself. It's like Spartacus, you know, tried to rise up. And he was, you know, he almost freed his people. But he was put, you know, stopped by I wonder who. But in the same instance, when the goddamn war was over, the people who actually started the revolution, the shot heard around the world, there was no governments involved. They were rebelling against the government that was here, which was the son of a bitches like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Hamilton, all these pricks. They were the ones that were doing the king's bidding. They were the ones that were inflicting the tyranny on the people. And then they turned in when, like I said, then they come up with the fucking Constitution. Where and the people read, the anti-federalists, the people of knowledge, the people who could read the English language, read it and said, fuck this. And that's when they wrote the anti-federalist papers. They're going to do with excise tax. They're going to have us make a standing army under this open subject matter. We can't allow that. And I mean, they were totally against it. And that Bill of Rights was written right off of those anti-federalist papers. To say, no, you're not going to, you say that there's nothing in there can hurt us, then you shouldn't have no problem with us putting in fucking writing saying that we are the authority and that you work for us and that you're not, because we're the mass majority. We're the people that fought the fucking war. And like I said, when it was all over, what's the first thing John Adams stands up and says? Let's declare a king. He must have thought they had the authority to declare a king. What they had done is the revolution had ended. Which means that their Declaration of Independence, which declared a new nation, had succeeded. That means there was a new nation. Now, what kind of nation was this going to be? Well, the first thing he stood up and said, let's name a king. So they intended it for it to be the same shit that was over there in goddamn England that people fled from. But the fucking people said, you know, hell, fuck you. We outnumber you thousands to one, just like we do right now. We're in the same goddamn position. We outnumber them thousands to one.
Yeah, we're back to square one.
You goddamn right we are.
Yeah, but we're back to square one, correct?
Absolutely. We're back to Lexington and Concord when the next shot's going to be fired. The only mistake that them boys made back then was not going to Philadelphia and killing those motherfuckers because they had been their original oppressors working for the king. They got big land grants. George Washington got big old huge land grants, big buildings, slaves give to him by the king. William Penn got the state of Pennsylvania given to him by the king because he served the king and taking care, you know, and gaining fucking wealth over here in the Americas.
Washington was heavily in debt at the time. He jumped all over that. He wanted out of debt. He was heavily in debt.
Yeah, but he came from a rich family. Make no mistake. And it was just, it's just like now, guys. They're all connected. It's cliques. And fucking communism, communities of fucking people. It's the Masonic Dirty Church cabal. That's who wrote the fucking Constitution. And then the people said, nope, we're not going to, we didn't fight this. And even, like I've said before, you know, that declare a king and George Washington humbly said, bullshit. They couldn't declare a king. Because the fucking militias that came out of the mountains had just fought side by side with the Continentals, and those Continentals signed on for freedom and liberty, freeman rights for the common man. They would have turned on them. They would have killed them all, and they knew it. And then they turned around and fucking took the British aside over the French people who were revolting, trying to get some goddamn freedom for themselves. There were hordes at fucking at the White House, or not the White House, whatever they were, wherever the president was, old Adams. They were there ready to hang his fucking ass. This shit's been going on from the get-go, people. And where we are, we're right back at 1775. And this time we take them all fucking out. And we had the power then. We got, man, compared to what those guys were up against, we have a fucking the largest army on planet fucking Earth, and we're eating their shit. because it's international shit, and they always try to keep you scared of China, and fucking, oh, the Russians will get you, or ping pong ball over in fucking North Korea is going to get you, and all these things, and they keep writing, we got to get these mass shootings, and we care about people so much. At the day of the mass shootings, I guarantee you in Yemen, with American fucking drones, fucking probably, 30 or 40 little fucking children were blown up. With phosphorus bombs. They are fucking international hypocrites. And they are also international fuck. It's just mafia. It's mafia. Either you're going to live under fucking mafia or you're going to shoot the bastards out. And this time, kill them to the top. Up to the Rothschilds. I don't care where they go on this planet. We're going after the son of a bitches and they're going to hang. And I think the peoples of the world, when they see us rise up and fucking take our country back, And put this fucking riffraff, these fucking criminals, when they see these criminals being prosecuted here for the laws they have absolutely broken, that it's going to be a worldwide thing, because I think the whole fucking world's sick of this shit, thanks to that internet. They didn't get it down quick enough. Too many people know the truth, and they're speaking it to one to another, and it's spreading like wildfire. They can't stop it. And they know it. That's why it's still, they're bringing in these professionals. They're going to try and limber this down. I didn't get to finish reading this article, but I'm going to maybe finish reading it tomorrow to show you how they're trying to limber this down and find out just where they stand in this mess. Because people, in the last fucking, 6 years, people haven't bought millions and millions and millions and millions of guns because they intend to hand them over to the people they bought millions and millions of guns to kill. To keep their freedom, so they wouldn't be slaves. And more people are finding out what that 14th Amendment says and what it means. They think they can legislate away law with policy. All they ever had the power to make was policy. And policy's down here, law's up here. And the law is ratified law, and that's what we'll be enforcing, and we will be doing so righteously. It is not only our right, it is our goddamn duty. And we're delinquent in our duty. That being said, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, just keep pushing it, people. Everybody that'll listen, push it, push it, push it, push it. And also, practice with that fucking gun. Make yourself one with that gun. Have plenty of fucking ammunition. Make yourself one fucking person that's going to fucking take out 4 or 5 of them in the worst conditions. And we will whip these fuckers out of here. And we will make them pay for the ones our people that they have killed. And that is the word from the trenches.